97 on the Box, Mad Hatter Morning Show. We have Deborah Duncan in the studio.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Can I say Houston media legend? Does that work?
A legend.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that icon.
I mean, yeah, icon, legend. You're on ABC.
When I first started in the business, and someone would say, "And welcome, so and so, legend," I go, "Oh, they're old."
No. Very young Deborah Duncan in the studio with us, looking good this morning. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Now, before we get to you hosting this whole Thanksgiving parade, let's talk a little bit about your association with J-Mac here on the Manhattan Morning Show.
Yeah, we had like a little Valentine's show where we set up some hot singles in the city, and I remember setting him up with this one lovely young lady.
Yes.
And we went out on the date with you because we wanted to see how the date was going and a little bit. And she says, "Well, my steak is good. How is yours?" And now,
that's
it's okay to fall asleep a little bit later on in the evening, but at the table in mid-meal.
Wow.
And as you probably guessed, that didn't go too well.
That didn't go too well, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. That was on Great Day Houston. Mac took part in a dating thing.
He took a part in the dating thing on the Deborah Duncan show, actually.
Yeah. But, oh, it was the Deborah Duncan show.
Yeah, I think we should do a redo. Oh,
yeah.
Perhaps.
Oh, God, because I'm still single.
Yes.
I wonder why.
I promise I won't fall asleep.
We'll give you some no-dos or something like that.
Did you at least get the taste of steak?
Oh, it was midway through.
I mean, they came to my spot I was living at the time. It was a whole show.
Oh, y'all saw the empty place?
It was a little kind of, a little profile on here he is.
Yeah, I think there needs to be a follow-up.
And why he needs a woman.
Can we do that follow-up, Deborah?
I think we should do the follow-up. I think we should call her back.
Yeah.
And see if the second time could be the charm.
What is this, you're like 7 years after the fact? Or probably more than that, huh?
Yeah, about 10.
10 years after? Oh, wow. It's time for an anniversary
on
that
so.
One.
I think so.
That'd be funny.
Reunited and it feels so good. I think that's what we need.
Great Day Houston has been on for how many years now?
Yeah, Great Day has been on for 7 years now. I've done 5 years of it.
5 years and Nomad had her morning show on there?
I think it's time.
It is time. We are the number one show in the city. You know, Hatter's on vacation, but I'm sure he'd love to be on there with you.
Come on. All of y'all, come on.
Now, tomorrow is the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
That almost wasn't.
Almost wasn't. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's expensive to do. Uh-huh. And that's really the bottom line on that. But my idea was to have everybody text a dollar in the name of what you're thankful for Thanksgiving. Mm. Text a dollar, people.
That'd work.
In the name of, really thankful for your health, your children, whatever. And we probably would have gotten more money than we got.
Wow.
But luckily, we had sponsors to step up. KHOU-11, of course, is airing it, and HEB grocery stores. So some great corporate citizens to make it happen.
So you're out there with who doing the parade?
Well, I will be on the Santa Claus hook and ladder in the middle of a sleigh. I've not seen this thing yet. I've just been told, you're going to be on a hook and ladder.
Okay.
And then a sleigh came out, and then up in the air somewhere came out. I was like, whoa, wait a minute now.
Wait a minute.
So I'll be singing. Well, apropos, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, right. Good. Yeah. So, I mean, you've been singing for a while?
I'm a black woman. We all sing somewhere. People always come up and they go, "Did you start in the church?" No, I started with nursery rhymes.
Did you start as a singer before you got into media?
No, not at all. In fact, I just liked singing. My sister and my mother are great singers, so I never sang around them. I didn't sing until, grown and out of the house.
Uh-huh.
No, I always thought I was going to be a pediatric neurosurgeon specializing in cryosurgery because I just loved medicine. Loved medicine. And got talked into doing journalism for a while from my cousin and a drama teacher said, use your personality. You love everything. You love history. You love art. You love music. You love politics. So you'll get bored if you just do one thing.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I blinked and all of a sudden I never went to medical school.
Well, a lot of kids ask us, how do we get in media? How can I be on the radio?
Yeah.
When people ask you that question, because there's like young ladies out there, what exactly do you say to them?
Yeah, well, the first thing you need to understand is that it's not about being a star.
Yeah.
Because they just think, I want to be popular. They just think, I can talk, so I should be able to be on the radio or be on TV. I started on the journalism side, the hardcore journalism side. Investigative reporter, the whole bit. I think what I oftentimes tell them is, what is your natural self? If you want to do like a job I'm doing, I went to 5 elementary schools in 5 different countries in the beginning of my life. My dad was in the military.
Wow.
So what comes naturally is that you walk up, hi, what's your name? What's your favorite color? Do you have a friend? Did you do that? Can I be your best friend? Because you know you're going to move.
Interviewing early.
Yeah,
right.
Interview early because you know you're going to move.
Uh-huh.
And my parents would just downright lie to us. And you go, well, am I going to be able to see Chrissy like anytime? Sure, honey. Of course you will. Of course, you're living in Taiwan. You moved to Japan. You don't exactly ride your bicycle down the street and around the corner to go see Chrissy.
Yeah. So that's so you're basically saying, hey, It's a lot more than just wanting to be a star and talk. Cause
my first job anchoring morning news in Austin, I also cleaned apartments at night before I got to the station because I didn't make enough money.
That's what I'm doing now.
Yeah, right.
No, but Mac jokes, but he slept in his car up here. I think we've all gone to that stage where we're sleeping at the station.
I think that lady you had that first job with has a good job. You might not have to do that. No
There you go. Go back to the day. We're talking to Deborah Duncan of Channel 11. The Thanksgiving parade is tomorrow. So once again, give us the, you know, journalism, who, what, where, when, why, how.
Well, let's start off with a color guard presentation at 8:30. Of course, on the morning news, they'll start the coverage. You know, we had some great floats that were made because all the floats from last time were all, you know, kind of sold off to, like Hidalgo or something like that. So we had to put the Mad Rush on. The Mad Rush. All right. To get some new floats made. And, of course, where do you go when you need floats quick, fast, and in a hurry? You go to somebody in New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
So the guy who does a lot of floats for the Mardi Gras parade came in, and I'm interested to see what's been done because it was, we're talking round the clock, because last week when I took a look at some of the floats, it was like, oh, now you do know that this is this year's parade, right? So it'd be cool to see. I heard there's some really great floats in there, great performances, so it should be just a fun time.
Okay, so great. So we'll watch the Thanksgiving Day parade tomorrow if you do have the Mad Hatter Morning Show on Great Day Houston. Deal?
Yeah, you got it.
All right, Deborah Duncan, thank you very much.
I have one question before you left. I just want to know, do you know Santa?
Actually, Santa and I have been around for quite some time, and I have been given some bribery money to deliver kids' mail, you know, directly to the big guys.
Wow.
So, you know, me and Q haven't been on our best behaviors this year, so if you can put in a good word,
I will be sitting right next to him. But, you know, when you're an adult, bad has a different connotation, you know, because bad can mean you're better. I just know that I got a small little diamond necklace when I was good, and it got a little bit bigger when I was bad. B-A-Y-U-D.
All right. Deborah Duncan, Thanksgiving Day Parade tomorrow on Channel 11. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.